Unless you've been living under a rock, you have heard by now that Boise is the fastest growing city in the country. For almost 20 years, the Treasure Valley has been growing at a fairly rapid pace. And for the last 14 years, one person has been at the helm of moving Boise forward. A born and bred Boisean, Mayor Dave Beter, was elected to office in 2004. Since then, he has won four-year terms, making him the longest serving mayor in the city of Boise's history. And Mayor Beter joins us live in studio today. So welcome. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I would like to start with growth because it seems to be not just the topic of the day, the topic of the last year. How is Boise moving through this growth? Because it seems like you can't turn a corner without seeing some type of construction project going on these days.
Well, first of all, I understand people's angst about this. I've been here a long time, seen a lot of different cycles. So I understand how people are concerned and we're concerned at a certain level as well. What I think is important, first of all, is some context, at least in the city of Boise, as opposed to the rest of the valley. The level of growth we're seeing is actually not unprecedented and really not as fast as a percentage of the population as we've seen in decades past. For instance, in the 90s, it was 4.5% growth throughout the decade. In the 70s, even higher than that.
Really?
In the 80s, it dropped to just a little over 1% growth. Now, in the city of Boise, we're right around 2%, a little bit more than that. So it really is not unprecedented.
Does it just feel bigger, though, because we're just, with their big projects that seem to be going on? The landscape is changing, even of downtown, with big buildings coming in.
I think that's part of it, but I think partly they're concerned about what they see beyond the city of Boise, farther to the west, where the pace of growth is really at a high level and as high as some of these other times. The other, I think the disruption, just the disruption driving is part of it too, and I certainly understand that. But we're going to see a number of projects completing just in the near term, especially downtown, things coming to an end, and the disruption I think is part of that.
You said something. I believe it was a town hall meeting about a week or two ago, and you talked about the growth and the fact that, you took Hill Road for an example, saying that Hill Road. I'm kind of quoting you, but
sure.
But I'm wrapping that up, basically saying that Hill Road isn't the country anymore. And do you think that's also part of it? Is that a lot of people who moved out, to the Hill Road area, that was the country even 10, 15 years ago, but that really, it doesn't have that same feel anymore. Is that where some of that issue is coming from, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's some of it. I think the it's interesting that people will come. I've had a number of people approach me even recently. Well, I moved here from wherever, and I want to stop them right there. Well, I'm sorry, man, but you're part of the problem. They can't. They want
to
shut the
door.
Thanks
for coming, but yeah.
They want to shut the door behind them. You only have a couple options. We are pointedly against sprawl. Sprawl is, I think, the enemy of a livable place.
We don't want to be a Phoenix.
We don't want to be Phoenix or LA. We know that and we see that. And the only thing counter to that is a level of density. And keeping the line between the city and the country as stark as we can, where there really is agriculture going on, we want to keep houses and development out of there. But on the other side of the line, we want a level of density that's going to be it's going to counter that. And I think it's hard for people to understand. There is a concern, and I understand that, but it is important that in order to counter that, that sprawling, ugly, too hard to take care of transportation nightmare that sprawl is, that we counter that with a level of density and a mix of uses that allows you to go about your day where you don't have to drive either at all or long distances that clog the arteries and the network that we have. So those are the options that we have. And people sometimes want it both ways, and I think we need to be clear. You can't have all of that.
We're talking with Boise Mayor Dave Beter. If you have questions or comments for the mayor, we really would like to hear from you. You can communicate with us right now. You can send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us, KBSX 91.5, use the hashtag Idaho Matters, or go to Facebook, Boise State Public Radio. I wanted to also talk about your livability report because you recently updated that. And in that, if people aren't aware, is it's designed to show people how city government balances differing priorities. And they use criteria such as, you know, safety and security, health, environment, the economy. What goal do you think you've made the most progress on with this new livability report?
Well, I think what we're really pleased with on a number of levels, but I think the amount of services we've been able to locate at the local level, at the neighborhood level, neighborhood libraries, parks that hadn't been developed. I think just that's so important to people's well-being. I think it's been a direction that we've headed, and we're really pleased with that. Overall, though, part of the information that goes into it is a citizen survey, and that informs both what we do and the report itself. And there's some very good numbers in that. I just want to hit a couple highlights. 92% of our citizens say that Boise exceeds or greatly exceeds their expectations. That's a
big number.
That's an unbelievable number, and one we're very pleased with. 67% headed in the right direction. 62% say growth is a positive thing for us. So, you know, we know that that's, you know, not 100%. But those are very, very good numbers and lets us know that we really are on the right track. One other, the overall quality of services is over 85%, the city services they get. And those are numbers that we're really pleased with. It's a broad survey. We love are the people that help us with the survey say people in Boise stay on the phone to talk about the city longer than just about anywhere else they go. You know, as long as we're not selling them something,
people get on the phone and they
want to talk about where they live and they want to share their ideas and let us know what's going on. And that's even that alone is such a great thing.
What's been the hardest thing about this livability report and making progress on it?
The hardest things are the tools that we don't have. We don't have a local option. We don't have the authority to go to our citizens and say, especially for public transportation, will you tax yourselves, usually a sales tax, in order to support transit. We don't have that authority in public transportation and transportation in general, but especially public transportation is a priority for our citizens, and we just can't deliver without a funding source that's better than that. So that's the highest frustration, I think. You know, beyond that, it's you know, we have some tough decisions to make in bringing a level of density and a level of a mix of services by folks that represents an element of change, and that's difficult. So it's getting that right balance, knowing in the long term that we really do need a more compact mix of use development pattern, you know, with people's expectations of the level of change. You know, what we see, I was at a conference recently in San Francisco, and the officials there almost beg you from other cities, do not do what we did. Don't grow the level of jobs without the level of residents coming with it.
And affordable housing.
Without that supply even, you know, let alone programs that can help make it affordable, you're going to be in a bad way. And that's what we see that happen and want to make sure and avoid that.
We did get an email in. Martin sent us an email, and basically what he has asked is, why did the city allow the expansion in Harris Ranch and to have it so dense? He says that's basically creating ghettos. How would you respond to that?
Boy, I'm not sure what. I don't understand the reference. The Harris Ranch is an unbelievably successful development, almost too successful because the property values have gone up quickly, even with a level of supply that's gone up steadily. So there is a quite a dense development that was planned from the start there. That's a very
good development. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
He may be
density,
talking about that.
How close together the homes are, things like that.
Well, we can't have it always. You can't avoid sprawl and not have a level of density. And you can't have affordable housing without a supply of housing, or it's going to be – the imbalance is just going to be too much for you. So we're really pleased with Harris Ranch, with the way the development's come along, with a mix of housing types, with now comes commercial uses, with Bound Crossing across the bridge and the Bound Crossing Library. We just think it's a model. The parks were planned and built early on.
They were built before a lot of the houses came,
which is a real struggle in many instances. But that denser development is not only going to be fine, I think it's going to be great.
So is that the wave of the future in Boise, is to see more developments potentially like Harris Ranch because of the density issue that you're talking about?
Absolutely. We have to keep a supply. What we're pleased with on top of that, though, is around the last 5 years, around 60% of the housing that we've approved is multifamily. You know, we can't all live on acre lots. You just can't sustain that. And, you know, we understand there's going to be, you know, single family detached housing, but there's also going to be a housing type, whether it's condominiums or apartments, a multifamily version, which is a lot of the way the world lives. I get people all the time saying, Mayor, I don't want to do yard work, wherever they are, either younger people or, you know, empty nester kind of folks. And they want a different housing type. And we're really beginning to see that. And it's been popular. And that's going to make affordability at least hold its own.
And I have to wrap you up. But I want to say thank you. I didn't even get to talk to you about bicycles or libraries. There's so much to talk about. But I do appreciate your time and talking about growth. I know it's a really important issue and people on both sides of the fence have concerns about it.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Congratulations on the show. I think it's just doing great.
Thank you. And of course, we'll have you back because we have to talk about all those other things too. So
great,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
We were talking with Boise Mayor Dave Beter.